会嘛，很少的。
But on a serious note,
但我们很真诚的。
We actually want to bring the gospel of Jesus to the ends of the earth.
我们要把耶稣基督的福音传遍全球。
And we do our little part here.
我们做我们小小的一部分。
Now, without further ado,
我们不再耽误时间。
Please welcome Dr. Bernie Power as he shares this very important message to us.
博士来过来跟我们分享。
Privileged to be with you this morning.
今天早上非常高兴能够来到大家中间。
I was very excited when Kenny invited me to come and speak to you.
今天我获得那个 Kenny 牧师邀请的时候，我非常开心。
I'd heard about this church before.
Yeah, I've been
to. I'd heard about you before.
我听到这间听过这间教会很出名。
I'm particularly. what did you say? That's great. Good to be here. I've been asked to speak about the situation in Gaza, the war particularly between Israel and Hamas.
我受到邀请要谈到一个关于现在在加沙发生的这个战争，当然是以色列和哈马斯之间的战争。
And it should be working. It's going now. There we are. Oh, that's not it.There we are. Okay. Today I'm going to give some information about the situation in Israel.
今天我跟大家讲一下以色列为什么会被卷入到这场战争的原因。
And I'll draw out some implications for us as Christians.
然后作为基督徒来说，我希望能够通过今天的讲解，给大家带来一些启示。
And then next week I'll talk about Gaza and the Palestinians.
然后下周的时候，我再跟大家。谈一下加沙和巴勒斯坦的事情。
I'll start today with two different views about Israel and the land.
然后今天我从开始呢，想跟大家讲解一下关于以色列和他这个圣地之间的关系。
Different Christians hold these two views.
然后不同的基督徒呢，他对这个以色列和圣地有不同的观点。
I'll call them view one and view two.
我把他们称为观点一和观点二。
In view one, Christians, they believe that the Jews live in Israel because it's the fulfillment of prophecy.
对于观点一的基督徒来说，他认为基督徒能够住在圣地，其实是圣经预言的实现。
God gave a promise to Abraham.
然后，神确实给亚伯拉罕有一个预言。
He said, "The whole land of Canaan, where you now reside as a foreigner, I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you, and I will be their God."
上帝说，你们现在住的这个迦南全地，我把它赐给亚伯拉罕你，还要赐给你的祖，你的后裔，永永远远，作为你们的应许之地。
View one Christians believe that the land has been given to the Jewish people by God.
所以观点一的人认为，既然神有这个应许，所以这个土地、这个圣地是神赐予他们的。
So any attempts by anyone else to take it from them is contrary to God's will.
所以任何人要试图把这个圣地从以色列手中拿走，都是违反上帝的旨意。
View two Christians also accept that God gave the land to Israel.
然后，当然，观点二他们是同意观点一的说法，确实这片土地神有赐予他们。
But they note that the promise of the land was conditional based on Israel's obedience.
但是这个应许它是有条件的，就是你以色列人必须要顺服神的旨意。
God said to them, "If you defile the land, it will vomit you out as it vomited out the nations that were before you."
他说，如果你进入这片土地，如果你有玷污这片土地的话，那么这个地就会把你吐出来。就像先前把你在你之前那些国家吐出来一样。
And you can see there are many other verses about this in the Bible.
然后你在圣经当中，其实你可以找到很多这样的经文，都谈到这样的观点。
And God fulfilled His promise, but Israel disobeyed, so they were taken out of the land by the Assyrians and the Babylonians.
确实，神有他有 实现他的应许，因为以色列人他得到了这片土地，但是以色列人他也有悖逆上帝的旨意，所以最终他们有被亚述人，有被巴比伦人最后掳走了。
View one, Christians quickly respond, yes, they were taken out of the land, but God promised that they would return.
然后观点一的人说，哎，对，他们是有被赶走，但是神也有应许他们会归回。
And there are many passages in the Bible about the return to the land.
所以在圣经当中你可以找到很多这样的经节，确实说以色列人最终会回归。
For example, in Jeremiah 29, God says, I will gather you back from all the nations and the places where I banished you, and I will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile.
他说神，在耶利米书的第29章14节，他说，我会把你从各个国家召回，把我就是疏散到你去的那些地方，我也把你带回来。
View 2 Christian says, yes, we believe that they did return to the land after 70 years because God keeps his promises.
然后观点二的人他就回应说，哎，确实在70年后，神确实又把他们带回到这个地方来，因为神是信实的，他信守他的承诺。
But they point to a pattern that had been happening over the centuries.
但是你可以看到，就是观点二的人他就指出来，在几个世纪当中一直有这么一种模式贯穿下来。
The 12 tribes of Israel arrived in the promised land after the exodus from Egypt.
然后就是有十二个支派，他们在出了埃及之后，他们进入了应许之地。
But due to their disobedience, 10 of the tribes were deported by the Assyrians in 722 BC and were lost among the nations.
但是因为他们的这个不顺服，然后在公元前的722年，然后十个支派就被亚述人给掳走了，然后他们又消失在列国当中了。
The remaining two tribes, Judah and Benjamin, were taken by the Babylonians to Babylon in 587 AD.
然后在这个
BC，
然后是在公元前的516年，剩下的两个支派，十个支派已经不见了嘛，剩下两个支派犹大和便雅悯又被这个巴比伦人要掳到了巴比伦去。
And in their place, people from many other nations were brought into the Holy Land and settled there, so it now had a mixed population.
然后因为这些人都被带走了，然后剩下这个圣地这个地方呢，就有很多的国家、很多的族群进来，所以那边的人群就变成了一个混杂的人群。
And after 70 years, only a remnant of the two tribes returned and they rebuilt the temple.
那按照神的预言，确实70年之后有一批的渔民，他们就是回来了，那些犹太人他们回来了，他们又开始重建圣殿。
So we find two major themes in the Old Testament. The first one is the continued disobedience of Israel.
所以我现在可以看到两个主题在贯穿在整个的旧约当中。第一个就是犹太人，他们非常的悖逆。
So this meant that they could not be God's chosen instrument to be a light to the nations.
就是因为他们的悖逆，他们的不顺服，所以他们最终是不可以胜任神对他们的呼召，要成为列邦的光。
The second major theme that we see in the Old Testament are prophecies about a Messiah.
然后第二个主题，我们就可以在旧约当中同样的看到，就是旧约当中有很多的预言，就说会有一个受膏者，有一个弥赛亚的出现。
God promised that he would send an anointed king who would fulfill God's promises.
神在他的通过先知的预言说，他会来派遣一个受膏的君王，他们要来实现神的应许。
And in the beginning of the New Testament, this Messiah is revealed.
然后我们就可以看到，在圣新约的他的一开头，这个受膏的君王就被揭示出来了。
Jesus said, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand.
然后这就是耶稣基督就说时间到了，神的国就在近了。
And Jesus chooses 12 apostles to parallel the 12 tribes of Israel.
然后这时候耶稣基督呢，他就是拣选了十二个门徒，这个十二个门徒好像就是似乎就是对应了以色列的这十二个支派。
Then he sends out 70 or 72 disciples to parallel the number of nations that of the world that were listed in Genesis 10.
然后 派遣了72个或者70个门徒，让他怕他们派遣出去。这72个门徒似乎就对应了创世纪第十章中所说的当时国家的一个数量。
And finally, he says to his followers, "Go and make disciples of all nations."
然后他对他的对他这70多个门徒说，他说你们要去，让列国的人到做我的门，让万民来做我的门徒。
So this is a call to the whole church to engage in universal mission.
所以这就是他对他所有的教会的一个普世宣教的一个呼召。
In the Old Testament, Israel had been called to be a light to the Gentiles.
然后在旧约当中，神对以色列民他们的呼召非常清楚地说，你们要做列国的光。
But Jesus then says, "I am the light of the world."
但是新约当中，耶稣说，我就是世上的光。
Then he says to his followers, "You are the light of the world."
然后他又对他的门徒说，你们就是世上的光。
View 1 Christians respond to this by noting that God's gift and his call is irrevocable.
然后刚才这就是观点一的人说的嘛，那观点二人说，那刚才是观点二说的，观点一的人说，但是神的恩赐和选召是不能够被撤回的。
So they claim that the gift of the land to Israel and the choosing of Israel can never be revoked.
所以呢，他就说，那么神赐给以色列的这片土地是他的恩赐。那神对以色列民他的呼召，那这是他的那个作为世上的光，他的呼召，这个是没有办法被撤销掉的。
And they noticed that the apostles, the writers of the New Testament, refer to the Old Testament promises as though they had not been fulfilled.
然后他也说到，就是使徒们有说，其实还有很多旧约的预言还没有实现。
For example, in Acts 15, James refers to God's promise in Amos 9.
然后就像使徒行传第十五章当中，然后他雅各有谈到阿摩斯书第九章的一个神的预言。
God says, "After this, I will return and rebuild David's fallen tent. Its ruins I will rebuild and I will restore it, that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord."
然后他说，我回来之后的话，我会重修大卫倒塌的帐幕，然后我要从他。把它从废墟当中重建起来，我要将它恢复起来。然后剩下的余民，就是凡称为我名下的人，他都要归回我。
And this includes all the Gentiles, he says, who bear my name.
然后这是包括所有的这些外邦人，称为我名下的外邦人。
And in the New Testament, it talks about an end times villain, the man of lawlessness.
然后我们也看到。有一个那个预言，就是在末世的时候会有一个不法的人。
In 2 Thessalonians it says he will set himself up in God's temple.
然后在那个帖撒罗尼迦后书当中说，这个不法的人他会进入到神的殿。
So view one Christian say, how can these prophecies be fulfilled unless the temple, which was destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD, has been rebuilt?
所以因为当时的圣殿在主后70年的时候已经被捣毁了，已经被摧毁了。他说：“你除非这个圣殿被重建，那么这些预言怎么可能实现呢？因为会有个不法的人进入到圣殿当中，所以圣殿一定会被重建。”
So view one Christian say a precursor to the coming of Christ must be the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem.
所以那个观点预言人说，所以如果主耶稣他的再来之前的一个前兆就是圣殿一定会被重建。
Jesus had prophesied that Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled.
然后，耶稣也说过，那个耶路撒冷会被践踏在脚下，除非外邦人的日期满了为止。
And Paul wrote that there's only a partial hardening, and then all Israel will be saved.
然后保罗也曾经说过，以色列人当中。只有部分人是心硬的，他们不接受，但是只等到外邦人数填满为止。
So view one Christians say that view two Christians are using replacement theology.
所以这个观点一人就是说，你们观点二是用的是一个替代神学或取代神学。
They say that you believe all the promises that were given to Israel have been now taken from them and given to the church, to the Christians.
你取代的意思就是你把神给。以色列人所有的应许，你都把它拿走，你都给了教会。
But few two Christians respond. They note that Paul says, not all who are descended from Israel are Israel.
但是那个观点二的人又说，保罗有说过呀，并不是以色列人，所有生的人都是以色列人。
He said, they say, this is not replacement theology, but fulfillment or completion theology.
所以我们说的根本就不是一个替代神学，我们说的是一个完成神学，是一个成就神学。
Jesus said, I did not come to abolish the law and the prophets, but to fulfill them.
耶稣说，我在这里不是来去废除律法和先知，我不是废除，而是要来成就。
And Paul writes, no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ.
然后保罗也曾经说过，不管神的应许有多少，在耶稣基督里都是是的。
And so it goes on.
所以就这样子来来回回。
View one is sometimes called dispensationalism or Christian Zionism.
所以观点一的人呢，我们有时候称之为他为时代论，或者是基督徒的犹太复国主义论，或基督徒的西安主义论。
View two is sometimes called covenant theology or federalism.
然后观点二呢，我们把它有时候称为那个契约论或者是联邦制。
And both of these views build strong cases from the Bible.
然后这个两种观点，其实在你在圣经当中你去查找的时候，他们都有非常强有力的支持。
And there are good theologians on both sides of this debate.
而且有很多非常优秀的这种经学圣经学家，他们都有支持这些观点。
And even within them, we find a range of views within the two camps.
所以，即使你是观点一或观点二，你属于这种两个不同观点之中，其实在细分当中还有一些不同的观点。
Our goal today is not to try and resolve the differences between these two.
然后今天我们当然不是要在这里来来回回说观点一对观点二对，还是要把它进行和解。
I think this debate will go on until Jesus returns.
然后这个之间的这种对峙呢，一直到耶稣回来，耶稣会告诉我们正确答案。
But I think it's important that as Christians we are able to live peacefully with these differences.
即使我们有不同的观点，我们还是可以和平相处。
And for the most part, the church has been able to do that.
当然。历史历代以来基督徒都是这样子的。
So Christians can disagree without being disagreeable.
虽然我们有不同的观点，但是我们不需要针锋相对。
But throughout history, Christians have all agreed that the land of Israel has been invaded and ruled by many nations.
但是我们可以看到的就是世世代代以来，这个以色列这个国家有被很多的其他的国家和族群侵略过、占领过、统治过。
In the 70 AD revolt by the Jews, the Romans destroyed the temple and massacred 100,000 Jews.
然后在公在主后的70年，然后当时有罗马人入侵到耶路撒冷，当时杀害了这个十万犹太人，然后把这个圣殿也摧毁了。
In 135 AD, in response to another revolt, the Emperor Hadrian ordered all the Jews out of Jerusalem.
然后当时在公元后的135年，当时再有一次的这种起义，然后当时的那个罗马皇帝叫哈德良Hadrian， 然后他当时就要求所有的这个犹太人，你们必须要离开被赶走耶路撒冷。
He gave the province of Judea the new name Syria Palestinia, the Palestinian Syria.
然后他就是把这个耶路撒冷这个犹太人的城市嘛，然后他把它命名了一个外邦的罗马人的城市，然后他把它叫做埃利亚加比多连。
This was based on the name of the Philistines, who were the people who had lived in part of the Holy Land before the Jews came there.
因为他其实是用一个以色列人他们在这个地方的一个宿敌，就是跟他们来长久打仗的那个腓力士的名字来去命名这个土地。
So the emperor wanted to try and wipe out Jewish history and to take away any claim that they had on the holy city.
因为以色列人老起义嘛，他就非常气愤，他就想要把犹太人跟这片土地、这个圣地的关系要一斩两断，就因为你不可以有这样的诉求。
So this is where the name Palestine came from.
所以就是原来他本来叫巴勒斯，原来叫以色列，他现在变成巴勒斯坦了，就是一个罗马皇帝给他改名了，你知道吗？
From about 300 to 600 AD, the land was under Christian rule.
然后到了公元后的那个312年到637年的时候，以色列就是在基督教的统治之下。
The Jewish population in the land varied from between 10% to 60%.
然后当时那个犹太人还是住在那边的，然后他们的那个人口就是比例大概有的时候是10%，就是在10%到60%之间。
But in 637, Palestine was occupied by an Islamic invasion.
然后在公元637年的时候，巴勒斯坦就遭到了那个穆斯林一个组织的一个进攻入侵。
The Muslims came from the Arabian Peninsula, and many of them settled in Palestine.
然后这些穆斯林呢，他们就从阿拉伯半岛，然后进入到了以色列，这片土地上，然后很多的穆斯林就住在了那里。
And so Islam would rule Palestine for 1300 years.
所以因为他们住在那里，然后这个伊斯兰的这个组织呢，他们就开始控制以色列这个地方，控制了长达1300年。
But some Jews continued to live there through all of this time.
所以尽管如此，你看他们经历那么长时代哈，犹太人还是依然住在那个土地上。
The Jews must be the most persecuted people in history.
然后犹太人可以说是跟任何的族群相比，他们是整个世纪来受到最多迫害的人。
They were discriminated against by Christians in Europe and Muslims in the Middle East and North Africa and Spain.
然后他们受到的一些欧洲的一些基督徒的一些歧视，也受到了一些中东、有些北非还有西班牙的一些穆斯林的歧视。
Periodically, there were massacres of thousands, or even tens or hundreds of thousands of Jewish people.
然后，在这个整个历史当中，然后犹太人受到了很大的这种屠杀哈，然后有时候成千上万的犹太人在这其中死去。
So the idea of finding a secure place for the Jews to live was proposed.
所以因此呢，要为一个犹太人找到一个安居乐业的一个家的这么一个。
And they considered Palestine and Uganda and Argentina as possible locations.
然后他们在这个议题当中呢，然后巴勒斯坦，然后乌干达，还有阿根廷，这三个地方都有被考虑。
But at the first Zionist conference in Switzerland in 1897, Palestine got the final vote.
然后在1897年的第一次的那个世界犹太复国主义大会在那里举行，然后当时他们就把巴勒斯坦最终选为犹太人应该永居的地方。
This was due to its historical associations with the Jews.
因为很显而易见嘛，犹太人一直住在那边，因为巴勒斯坦犹太人的渊源，他们最终选了巴勒斯坦。
And so Jews began to settle in Palestine.
所以犹太人就开始慢慢的迁移回到了巴勒斯坦来居住。
They bought land, sometimes whole towns, from the Ottoman rulers and from the Arab landlords.
然后他们就是从那个奥斯曼帝国的那些，因为当时是犹太人穆斯林统治的嘛，所以他们就是从那些奥斯曼帝国的人当中，或者是已经在巴勒斯坦那边那些业主当中，他们手中去买了大量的土地。
Sometimes the land had been inhabited by Palestinian tenants for centuries.
因为这犹太人是他们是从外买的。但是那些土地其实巴勒斯坦人已经在那里住了很多年了。
But they were evicted from the lands.
因为这土地被犹太人买了以后呢，那些巴勒斯坦人就被驱逐了。
And often the Arabs only sold the land that was swampy or infertile land.
但是其实大部分这个阿拉伯人卖给这些犹太人土地，都是一些很贫瘠的沙地或者是沼泽地，没有人居住的。
But some Jews also opposed the idea of forming a Jewish state.
但并不是所有的犹太人都想要犹太建国，有些犹太人他们是反对犹太建国的。
I've been to Israel four times.
我已经去过以色列四次。
One time I was walking through the old quarter, the Jewish quarter of Old Jerusalem.
然后耶路撒冷有分为旧城、新城嘛？有一次我去了那个耶路撒冷旧城那个地方。
And I saw this large banner saying Judaism and Zionism are diametrically opposed.
然后我就看到了有这么一个大很大的一个标幅嘛，然后他说这个复国主就是锡安主义和犹太主义是截然相反的。
They see Judaism is the religion and Zionism is the political movement.
他们认为这个犹太主义是一种宗教， 而西安主义是一种政治，然后政治和宗教不应该混在一起的。
So Jews themselves are not united on this particular vision.
所以可以当从现在看到，就是犹太人在于犹太复国这方面，他们的意见是不一样的，不一致的。
In 1917, the British government issued the Balfour Declaration.
然后在1917年的时候，这个英国的政府当时就发布了一个贝尔福宣言。
It said, His Majesty's government view with favor the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people.
然后他说，英皇陛下政府赞成犹太人在巴勒斯坦内建立一个民族之家。
We will use our best endeavors to facilitate the achievement of this object.
我会尽力促成此目标的实现。
It being clearly understood that nothing will be done which may prejudice the civil and religious rights of existing non-Jewish communities in Palestine.
但是要非常清楚明白的是，不可有任何行为是可能会伤害已经存在于巴勒斯坦的非犹太社群的人的宗教权利和公民权利。
So the British government, which was then ruling over Palestine, was supportive of the idea.
当时那个巴勒斯坦一战以后，其实那个穆斯林已经不见了，然后就变成了由英国政府接管的一个地方。然后他们英国接管的政府，他们是支持犹太人建国的。
In the Holocaust, 6 million Jews were exterminated by the Nazis.
然后当然之后在二战的时候，那个就有犹太人大屠杀，然后600万的犹太人。
And this resulted in a massive migration of Jews into Palestine.
然后因此还造成了大部分的犹太人，他们又开始迁移了，他们就大量从世界各地迁移到了巴勒斯坦。
But the Jews and the Palestinians began to fight each other.
但是犹太人一旦进入到巴勒斯坦以后呢，那犹太人和之间的巴勒斯坦已经住在那里人之间就起了很多的冲突。
In 1947, the United Nations divided the land of Palestine into two independent states.
然后在那个1947年的时候，当时的联合国就发生了就做了一个决定，要把巴勒斯坦要把它分成两个国家。
The Jews were allocated land which was Jewish owned, that is, that they had bought it, or what was previously public land.
然后犹太人所分给犹太人土地呢，就是那些大部分犹太人已经买下来的。或者是没有政府使用的那些公共土地，他就分给了犹太人。
And the Arabs were allocated mostly Arab-owned land.
然后那个阿拉伯人分给他们的呢，就是已经阿拉伯人已经先前拥有的土地，就分给了那块地方就归给了阿拉伯人。
And Jerusalem was to be an internationally administered capital for both states.
然后这个耶路撒冷就变成了一个公共管制的一个区域，然后变成了巴勒斯坦和犹太人共同享有的一个首都。
The Jews agreed to this.
当然，犹太人接受了这个两国方案。
But the Arabs refused to accept the two-state solution.
但是阿拉伯人他们不接受两国方案。
And then on the 14th of May 1948, the Jews announced the foundation of the State of Israel.
但是还是那个耶路撒冷不那个犹太人呢，不管你接不接受，他们第二天还是宣布要建国。
The expectation was the Arabs would announce a state of Palestine.
Sorry.
The expectation was that the Arabs would announce the state of Palestine.
因为他们期待着那个阿拉伯人最终还是要。接受以色列建国作为主权国家。
But instead, the next day, a large coalition of armies attacked Israel.
但是很不幸的是，第二天的时候，一个很大的这个阿拉伯的几国联军又开始要进攻以色列。
They were from all of the nations around.
然后他们是在以色列周边的所有的阿拉伯国家组成了个联军，要开始进攻以色列。
There were soldiers from Egypt, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, and Yemen.
然后这些阿拉伯军队，他们有黎巴嫩的，有叙利亚的，有伊拉克的，有约旦，有沙地阿拉伯，联军，几国联军。
The Jews were forced out of the Arab areas, and 700,000 Palestinians were forced out of the Jewish areas.
然后当时，因为这个原因，然后因为他们开始进攻了嘛，所以有70万的这个犹太人，他们就被迫离开了这个阿拉伯的地区。那么还有70万的这个阿拉伯人呢，被迫离开了这个以色列人的犹太人的地区。
But after a 10-month war, Israel was victorious.
但是打了十个月的战争了以后，以色列出奇得胜。
They occupied 77% of the land which had been allocated to the Palestinians.
在先前，当时那个联合国有划分土地吗？结果以色列却因为这场胜利，他把那个77%分给了阿拉伯国家的人，他们都给占领了。
And hence we use the name the occupied West Bank.
因此我们可以听到被占领的西岸的这个说法。
Gaza in the south and the western half of Jerusalem were also occupied.
然后那个在南部的加沙还有在那个耶路撒冷的西半部也被占领了。
In response, over 1 million Jews were expelled from Arab countries over the next 3 decades.
然后因为这个以色列的这个出奇得胜，所有在世界上很多其他阿拉伯国家犹太人在未来的30年之内都开始被驱逐。
And 2/3 of them moved into Israel.
然后被驱逐的这些那个以色列人呢，他们就犹太人呢，就是最终2/3人都去了巴勒斯坦，都去了以色列。
In response, the Palestinian Liberation Organization was formed by Yasser Arafat in 1967.
然后，因为他们这个犹太人大胜哈，然后在1967年的时候，亚瑟·阿拉法特，然后他就建立了一个巴勒斯坦解放组织。
They engaged in many high-profile terrorist attacks, including hijacking planes and bombings.
然后他们就从事了非洲很多重大的这种恐怖主义活动，包括那种劫机啊、轰炸等等。
That same year, the Arab armies massed on the border of Israel, preparing to attack.
然后你看又要打仗了哈，然后当时在那个很多的阿拉伯国家，就是当时他们聚集在以色列的周边国家准备进攻。
But they were surprised by a preemptive Israeli attack.
但是以色列是先发制人，他们就开始出其不意的要先去打这些阿拉伯国家。
In a six-day war, Israel seized the Sinai Peninsula and Gaza from Egypt.
然后在这个六日战争当中，这以色列大就从埃及占领了这个西乃半岛，还占领了加沙。
They took the West Bank and all of Jerusalem from Jordan.
然后从约旦那边占领了西岸，还有West Bank.
And Jerusalem.
还有耶路撒冷，整个占领了耶路撒冷。
And they took the Golan Heights from Syria.
然后从叙利亚占领了这个戈兰高地。
So they greatly expanded the area that they controlled.
所以他们原来就这么块地方嘛，然后他们占领了这么大个地方。
The United Nations demanded that Israel return to its original borders.
但是那个联合国他就说，你不可以占领这么多国家，你需要回到你先前联合国把你划定的这些区域当中。
Israel eventually returned 90% of the occupied lands.
然后因此呢，那个以色列他们就是遵守联合国的规定，他们把90%这些占领的国家都归回了。
They said they needed the remaining 10% to maintain their security.
但是还有10%的这些土地他们没有归回。
In 1993, the Oslo Accords were brokered by Bill Clinton.
然后在1993年的时候，这个比尔·克林顿。他当时就是负责那个达成了一个奥斯陆协议。
This was an agreement between the PLO and Israel.
然后这个是巴勒斯坦解放，就是在巴勒斯坦解放组织和以色列之间达成的一个协议。
The West Bank was divided up into a complex patchwork of Palestinian Israeli areas called A, B, and C.
然后这个巴勒斯坦这个地方呢，你看就可以把它划分成了一个以色列和巴勒斯坦共治的一个 A, B 和 C， 通过颜色来划分的不同的一个复杂的一个区域。
And you can see in the map which parts those are.
然后这个地图上有显示哈这些 A, B, C 区域。
And in response, the Palestinian Authority, the PLO, agreed to stop all terrorist activity.
因为这个协议的达成呢，然后这个巴结组织他们就同意要停止所有对以色列的这个恐怖袭击活动。
But suicide bombings and but suicide bombings by Palestinian groups resulted in hundreds of Jewish deaths.
但是这个巴勒斯坦的人，他们还是继续这种恐袭啊，还有很多这种爆炸，然后造成了这些成千上百的这个以色列人的死亡。
Israel responded with strong military action.
然后每次有这种爆炸行为发生的时候，以色列都会有非常猛烈的这种报复性行为。
They went into the Palestinian areas to arrest the perpetrators and they demolished their homes.
然后他们就入侵到巴勒斯坦地区，然后他们抓住那些肇事者，然后他们把他们家毁掉。
In 2002, Israel began the construction of a large separation barrier.
Which year?
Separation barrier.
Okay. 然后之后的话，然后以色列因为就有很多爆炸事件，他就开始在巴勒斯坦以色列之间来建立这个很大的隔离墙。
It's a massive wall. Some places like 9 meters high.
这个墙非常高，有的地方是高达9米。
But when they constructed it, it sometimes cut.Through Palestinian farmers' fields, so their house was on one side and their field was on another.
因为他要建这个隔离墙嘛，这些隔离墙就穿过很多巴勒斯坦那些农民的他的田地，所以这些农民就和他的田地隔开了，人在这里，那个土地在那里，墙在中间。
It was declared illegal by the International Court of Justice in 2004.
然后在2004年的时候，国际法庭就认为这个隔离墙是一个非法的。
But it did stop the large number of suicide bombings that were going on.
但是它确实起到了那个禁止或者是完全消减了这种自杀性爆炸事件的发生。
Israel deals with the Palestinians in two ways.
那以色列对这个巴勒斯坦人他们的处理方式两种方式。
We saw that there's always a strong military response to suicide bombings.
我们刚刚看到，凡是有这种自杀性爆炸事件发生的时候，以色列都会有非常凶猛的这种报复性行为。
But they've also started to build Israeli settlements in the Palestinian areas.
但是你看以色列，他们也有跑去巴勒斯坦的地方，有建立很多的一些定居点。
Even though this has been deemed illegal.
然后在国际上面，这些定居点是属于非法的一些行为。
But on the other hand, 22% of Israeli citizens are Palestinian Arabs.
但是在另外一方面呢，其实在以色列本国。确实有22%的这些居民呢，以色列公民，他们是阿拉伯人。
They live in Israel itself, and they enjoy the full rights of other Israeli citizens, even though many of them are Muslims.
然后就是他们虽然是穆斯林人，他们住在以色列，但是他们却享有完全的以色列公民的权益。
But the attack on October the 7th, by Hamas, changed all of that.
但是在那个十月七号，去年发生的这个哈马斯对以色列的入侵，改变了这一切。
On that day, 1,200 Jewish people were killed, and over 250 hostages were taken.
然后当天有1200的以色列人被杀，然后250名的人质被那个哈马斯劫持。
The result has been a 10-month ongoing war.
然后直到现在已经十个多月了，还在打仗。
Israel faces a difficult military challenge.
然后以色列面对的一个非常严峻的军事挑战。
And nearly 40,000 Palestinians have been killed.
到目前来说，已经有4万个巴勒斯坦人被杀。
Over 2 million Gazans have been forced from their homes.
然后大概有200多的那个加沙人流离失所。
And many of those places have been destroyed by bombs.
然后很多的地方都因为轰炸被完全的销毁了。
Hamas has a policy of using human shields.
然后那个哈马斯他有非常的那个明显的人体盾牌政策。
They also have underground military tunnels in densely populated areas.
而且他们很坏哈，他们还会在那个人口非常密集的地方，他们在地底下建一些军事隧道。
And Hamas has said they are committed to the total destruction of the state of Israel and killing every Jewish person.
而且他们非常明显的政策是，他们要彻底销毁以色列这个国家，而且他们要杀掉所有的犹太人。
And they hold over 100 Israeli hostages.
到目前来说，他们还有在持有100多名以色列人质。
Many people have been critical of Israel the way that it has conducted this war.
然后，其实以色列在这场战争当中的行为，很多人对他有进行严厉的斥责。
And Israel is not without fault, and their actions can be challenged.
并不说以色列他的行为上是没有问题的哈，他很多的行为是受到挑战的。
In the Old Testament and the New Testament, we see strong criticisms of the Jewish nation.
我们在旧约当中，然后在新约当中都可以看到，对以色列这个民族，他有圣经当中有很强烈的一些批评。
Even though they were considered to be the people of God.
虽然他们是神的选民。
And so we need to separate divinely conferred identity from sinful and unjust actions.
所以我们之间要做一个区分哈，虽然他们是神的选民，他们有神赋予的这个选民的身份，但是他们本身也会犯罪，他们也犯过罪。
So all criticism of Israel is not anti-Semitism.
所以如果他们做错了，我们对犹太人批评，并不是我们是反犹主义。
Just as any criticism of Hamas is not Islamophobia.
也不是说我们只要对哈马斯批评，我们就是伊斯兰恐惧症，好像见到穆斯林就觉得他是恐怖分子。
Jesus said we should judge a tree by its fruits, not by its label.
耶稣告诉我们，我们在评判一棵树的时候，我们要根据它的果实来判断，而不是根据它的标签。
Israel is also facing severe political challenges.
然后以色列目前他们内部的这个政局也是非常大的挑战。
Its parliament is clearly divided between the left wing and the right wing.
然后他们的议会非常明显的分为了左翼和右翼这两个方面。
To form a government, Benjamin Netanyahu had to form a coalition with far-right parties.
然后要组建一个政府，然后他们的这个总理内塔尼亚胡就不得不加入他们的这个极端右翼的联盟。
Some of these leaders don't believe that Palestinians should have any place at all in Israel or in Palestine.
所以他们这个右翼联盟当中的人，他们觉得这个巴勒斯坦人在以色列是。没有任何地位的。
So it's hard to see how a just political solution can be found between the Jews and the Palestinians.
所以看到现在这个局势，我们就知道，其实想要找到一个公正的一个政治解决方案，来解决巴勒斯坦和以色列之间的这个情况来说是很难。
We can see that some people on both sides are committed to the total destruction of the others.
对，一边有哈马斯，一边有他们右翼方面的人，所以我们可以看到，双方其实都想要有。
However, Christians recognize that Israel has been and will continue to be an important part of God's plan.
但是我们作为基督徒，我们知道以色列人他们过去、他们现在、他们将来一直都会是神他计划当中重要的组成部分。
Both view one and view two Christians accept Paul's illustration of being like an olive tree, as described in Romans 11.
然后不管你是观点一还是观点二，我们都知道，在保罗在罗马书第十一章当中，然后保罗把这个以色列形容成为一棵橄榄树。
He said it has a holy root and it has branches.
然后他说你的根是圣洁的，那么你的枝子就是圣洁的。
But some of those branches have been broken off because of their unbelief.
当然有些枝它被折断了，因为他们的不幸被折断了。
These are the Jews who rejected the Messiah, Jesus, who came.
这些被折断的，所谓被折断的，就是他们不接受耶稣基督是弥赛亚，是救主，他们好像被折断了。
Other branches have been grafted on later.
还有一些的枝子呢，他们又被嫁接到了这个圣的根上。
These are the non-Jews, the Gentiles, who believed in Christ and are now joined to him.
也就是我们这些外邦人哈，我们本人不是这个树上的，但是我们相信了耶稣基督为救主，所以我们就被嫁接到了这棵树上。
That's us, folks.
这就是我们。
But God is able to graft back on those branches which were broken off.
但是那些虽然被折掉的，神也是有能力再把他们重新接回去的。
And we're seeing this today in the Jewish Messianic movement.
所以我们现在可以看到全世界这个弥赛亚信徒的这个运动就是非常明显。
Many Jews are turning to Christ.
很多很多的这些犹太人他们都转向了耶稣基督。
From a Christian perspective, true peace can only be found in Jesus.
根据我们基督徒的角度，我们知道真正的平安只有在耶稣基督里。
He is the Prince of Peace and he is the ultimate peacemaker.
他是和平之君，只有他能够带来真正的和平。
Among Jesus' 12 disciples was a man called Simon the Zealot.
然后在耶稣基督他的十二个门徒当中，其中有一个门徒他叫做西门，他是一个极端分子。
The Zealots were a terrorist group famous for their guerrilla warfare against the Roman occupiers.
这个极端分子就是他们当时因为罗马统治嘛，他们就是跟罗马人，他们经常去打那个游击战，所以是被罗马人认为是那个恐怖分子。
Another of the 12 apostles was Matthew, the tax collector.
另外一方面，他还有一个门徒叫做马太，他是一个通奸的，他是个通敌的。
He collaborated with the Romans and he took taxes from the Jews to give to the Romans.
他自己本人是犹太人哈，他跟自个犹太人收钱，收了钱后再交给罗马人。
Yet these two men were both apostles of Jesus.
所以这两个本来是死敌的人，然后耶稣基督可以把他们带到一起。同来做他的门徒。
Only Jesus could bring two such different individuals together in one team.
所以只有耶稣基督可以把这种两个迥别的人把他带到一起，然后成为他的一个门徒。
Paul wrote that Jesus broke down the dividing wall between Jew and Gentile.
然后保罗也说过，耶稣基督把隔离在以色列犹太人和外邦人之间的墙拆毁了。
So Jesus' peace is not just an external absence of war, but an internal heart transformation.
对，耶稣基督给我们带来的平安，并不是一个外头没有战争的平安，而且是我们内心的一个平安。
It's a full 360-degree peace.
是一个全方位的360度的平安。
It includes peace with God.
它包括我们跟神之间的平安。
It includes peace within ourselves.
包括我们接纳自己跟自己的平安。
It includes peace with our friends and family and colleagues.
包括我们跟我们之间的平，我们的同事，我们的家人之间的平安。
It even includes peace with our enemies if they are willing to accept it.
也代表着我们可以，如果在我们敌人愿意接受的情况下，我们愿意跟我们的敌人和解。
Only Jesus can do this.
只有耶稣基督能够做到这一点。
Our calling as Christians is to take this gospel of peace to the whole world.
然后我们作为基督徒的护照，就是要把这种和平的福音带到世界的每个角落。
In Isaiah chapter 6, he said, "I heard the voice calling, 'Whom shall I send?"
在那个以赛亚书的当中说到，我听到有一个声音说，我能够差派谁？
And he responds, "Here am I, Lord, send me."
然后以赛亚说，我在这里，主啊，请你差派我。
Next week we'll talk about Hamas and the Palestinians.
下周的时候我会跟大家讲一下哈马斯和巴勒斯坦的事情。
But in the meantime, let's pray that God would continue to do His redeeming work in Israel.
然后在同时呢，我也希望大家能够继续为以色列的，神的救赎的工作来祷告。
His work amongst the Jewish and the Muslim and the Christian communities.
希望他在这个穆斯林、在以色列、在这个基督的社群当中都有他的工作。
And let's consider how we can also work as peacemakers in our communities.
然后让我们一起考虑，我们能够怎么样作为一个和平的使者，在我们自己的社区当中来发光。
We want to see the peace of Jesus touch our lives, but the lives of our families, friends, and our communities.
希望耶稣基督的和平的福音能够触摸我们，触摸我们的家人，触摸我们的社群。
This is part of our calling to mission.
这也是我们自己的这个耶稣基督给我们的使命。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
Do we do Q&A now? Yeah. Do you want to stay? Oh, how long have we got? Keep going. All right, I'm told we keep going, yeah. When I talked with Pastor Kenny, he said that people might have questions they want to ask about this.
Oh, I just told Pastor Kenny that there's someone who wants to ask me a question.
And so we're happy to take questions from the audience about this issue, particularly relating to Israel and the things concerning that.
So, if you have any questions about Israel and this series, I'm happy to answer your questions.
So, I don't know if people have got any questions they would like to ask.
Do you have any questions to ask?
One, yeah.
Israel is very far from Australia. Yeah. Many of us grew up here or, you know, live here. For something that is happening so far, but yet so close and related to our faith, how do we actually respond in a way that makes sense to us, that we can actually understand why do we need to respond in such a way that is got something to do with us and it's not something that is far, far away? Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yep.
以色列是一个对我们来说是非常遥远跟我们隔那么世界的另外一头，作为我们基督徒在这里，我们也希望为以色列能够做一些事情，我们应该如何回应，来对我们来说本身是有意义的，对以色列是有意义的。
I talked about view one and view two Christians.
我刚才有讲过一个观点一和观点二的基督徒的观点。
For view one Christians, this is the most important thing that's happening in the world at the moment.
对于观点一的人来说，现在以色列所发生的事情其实是一个非常重大的一个事件。
Because they believe that for Jesus to return, the temple needs to be rebuilt.
因为对于这个观点一的人来说，耶稣的再来，他的第二次再来，圣殿一定会被重建。
And the problem is that where they want to build the temple is a holy site for Muslims.
但是问题就是在于他们要建圣殿的地方，其实穆斯林已经把它作为他们的一个圣地。
And there's that big shrine there called the Dome of the Rock, which is made of gold.
然后你看到那有一个以色列的地图上面总是在圣殿山上有一个金圆顶。
And to build the temple that will need to be demolished.
如果你要在以色列再重建圣殿的话，那么穆斯林的这个圣地，这个金圆顶要被去除掉。
And when that happens, I think World War III will start.
当这个事件发生的时候，第三次世界大战就会发生了。
View two Christians take a different view.
观点二，他们是有非常不同的观点。
They say that the Israel returning to the land is a political event.
然后他们说以色列，他们回到这个以色列这个国家是一个政治问题。
Jesus promised that the Bible says that many Jews will turn to Christ at the end.
然后圣经当时说很多的基督徒，很多的犹太人，他们最终会转向弥赛亚基督。
But they don't have to be living in Israel to do that.
但是你虽然一转向弥赛亚，你认为耶稣基督是弥赛亚，你不必要非要住在以色列呀。
So in fact, most of them are living in America.
所以就像现在的现实，很多的犹太人他们信了弥赛亚，但是他们是住在美国的。
So they say it's a political situation.
所以他们说现在发生的事情就是一个政治问题。
And it should be sorted out at a political level.
所以是一个政治问题，就应该以政治的方式来去解决。
So depending on which view you take, view one or view two, you'll have a different understanding.
所以不管你是就取决于你是观点一还是观点二，那么你就有不同的一个看法。
But if you do hold view two,
如果你确实是一个观点二的那个族群，
you would still be concerned about what's happening there.
那你对现在目前发生的这个战争还是有很大的一个顾虑。
It's just heartbreaking to watch people being killed and the destruction that's happening.
就看到很多人被杀，哈，大家那个地方都完全被摧毁了，还是一个非常让人痛心的事情。
And we want to see a world where there is no war and where peace reigns.
当然，我们希望战争立刻结束，然后平安能够到来。
So that's why I'd be concerned about it.
所以大家，这是我担忧的地方。
Okay. Yes. People can come and talk to me afterwards.Oh, I brought some books of mine that I'll sell as well, so you can come and talk to me about that.
我有很多很棒的书，大家可以购买。
Great, thank you very much.
谢谢大家。
Let's give one more round of applause to Dr. Bernie Palmer.
那我们再次鼓掌，谢谢博士来给我们讲解。
Today's talk, I hope that you will inform us a little bit about what's happening in Israel and Hamas.
今天的分享能够让我们知道大家对以色列加沙、哈马斯这些有些认识。
The Bible says, "Love the Lord our God with our heart, with our soul, and also with our mind."
圣经里面说，人们用尽心、尽性、尽意的爱我们的主，包括我们的思想。
So it's very important that we have wisdom and understanding.
所以我们需要我们的悟性，并且我们的智慧来知道这世界发生的事情。
Now, right towards the end, Dr. Bernie Powell was talking about the peace that Jesus Christ can offer us.
到结束的时候，我们博士讲到耶稣的平安跟和平，世界的和平最重要的。
You know, the peace that God gave us is not determined by external factors.
因为神给我们的平安，并不是取决于外界发生的事情。
And this peace, God say, this peace I leave with you.
这耶稣说的平安，我给你的平安。
He says, "Do not be troubled."
所以你不要信得，不要作难，不要为难。
For I've overcome the world.
因为耶稣已经战胜了世界。
So let us all stand.
所以让我们一起起来。
And receive this peace of the Lord.
让我们接受神给我们的平安。
Come, let's close our eyes.
让我们闭上眼睛。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
That you are the Prince of Peace.
你是和平之王。
Father, I pray that every one of us here today, as we stand before you,
听我们祷告。今天我们每个人站在你的面前。
We receive your peace, O God.
我们接受从你那边来的平安。
Because only you alone can offer us peace.
因为只有你，唯有你才能够给我们平安。
So Father, I pray in the name of Jesus.
所以我们在主耶稣基督里面祷告。
For people who are feeling unsettled in the heart today.
为那些今天心头不安的、没办法安静下来的人祷告。
Perhaps our hearts are troubled.
让他们心头有问题的、有愁烦的。
Whether it's because of external factors,
可能是由外界的因素所引起的
whether it's because of the Israel and Hamas,
或者是因为以色列跟哈马斯的战争
or because we are facing family challenges,
或者是面对着家庭的挑战
but whatever it is, oh God,
不管是面对着什么
you say, peace, I live with you.
主啊你说我是赐给你的平安
so we receive your peace today, oh God.
所以我们今天接受你给我们的平安
So in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit,
所以在圣父、圣子、圣灵的名
may you be blessed.
愿你得到神的赐福
So may the grace of our Lord Jesus,
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠
the love of the Father,
天父上帝的爱
and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵的感动和交通
be with you always.
愿你与大家同在
And the people of God say,
大家说
Amen,
Amen
and Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you.
神祝福赐福给大家。
So right at the end of service, please free to talk to Bernie.
所以大家可以跟Bernie 博士聊聊。
We'll see you again next week.
我们下星期我们再见。
And also remember to pick up your children at the student lounge.
你的孩子们已经放在外面的聚会的地方，可以去外面去。
God bless you.
神祝福给大家。